Hey family, welcome to Season 1, Episode 1 of Mama Stay Well, the podcast. I am your host, Phyllis Lennis, and I'm excited to share this adventure with you. It's been a long time coming, and it's finally here. Mama Stay Well is an online community where we share and grow together as mothers and women. It's the book, it's the guide, the resource that I wish I had when I was a new mother. I created this as a reminder, something to measure my personal growth, and also as a tool for other mothers and women. Initially, this was a book full of proverbs, inspiration, encouragement, and stories of my challenges developing as a co-parent. What started out as a book has evolved to a community and a podcast. Why? Because in order to stay relevant, it's better to evolve than to rebrand. Evolve means to develop gradually, progress, move forward, and make headway. In chemistry, evolve means to give off or emit. As mothers, women, entrepreneurs, activists, and role models, we have to ask ourselves, what am I giving off? Am I giving off peace, hope, love, acceptance, and patience? Or do I reek of chaos, bitterness, anger, intolerance, and impatience? If it's the latter, or to be honest, a mix of both, I want to share some points that I believe will help get our minds right for 2019. A few weeks ago, I jumped on the hype bandwagon and began watching Tidying Up with Marie Kondo on Netflix. I was not expecting a few 30-minute shows to impact me in such a way. Marie Kondo's method of letting go with love completely debunks the idea of cleaning out to make room for more. And before I knew it, I too was tidying up my home the Marie Kondo way. One of the things that Marie does is that she, a stranger, comes into the home and she shows the homeowners how to give thanks for their space. Now this right here blessed my whole life. I could have stopped watching this show right there. That was so rich. How many of us think to pause to give thanks for the space that we occupy, whether it's our body, whether it looks the way that we want it to look or not? We have a body that functions, whether it's our financial state, academic state, or social status. Be grateful that we have enough and we are enough. Give thanks for our actual location. You can be listening to this in your mother's basement or a studio or an apartment or even a single family home. We have a space that provides shelter and helps us to create memories with our families and our children. As long as we are not occupying the space of a grave, we have something to be grateful for. After Marie models how to give thanks for space, she teaches us how to discard things that no longer spark joy. Again, your girl was done. Marie advises us to gather our things, to hold each item individually, and if that item does not make us smile, we should discard it or donate it. Listen, this doesn't just apply to clothes and books. This can apply to people as well. If the thought of that person calling you, texting you, or popping up on your social media timeline does not make you smile, if it does not spark joy, it's time to recategorize them accordingly. Everyone does not have the same access to you, especially if they make you feel some kind of way. There are some people who simply go straight to voicemail until I'm in the headspace to deal with them. A huge component of self-care is setting healthy boundaries, especially with people who no longer or fail to spark joy in our lives. So after we've given thanks for our space and we've surrounded ourselves with things and people who spark joy, Marie Kondo reminds us that it's okay to have empty drawers. Every year I would purge my closets to make room for more, for something new, something different, and all I did was replace what I had previously gotten rid of. Once we discard and organize, we have to resist the urge to fill up empty drawers with more items that don't spark joy. Once we end a relationship, We must resist the urge to fill up our calendar with dates and partners just to avoid feeling lonely and being bored. It's okay to have open, unused, and available space. Open spaces allow love, hope, acceptance, and patience to abide, and we can emit the same. It's all a matter of evolving. There's a feeling of lightness that comes with tidying up and letting go with love. Over the next few months, we're really going to dig in. Not only are you going to get to know me, but I'm going to introduce you to some amazing women in my inner circle. Listen, I brag on them all the time because they are phenomenal and they've made mothering easier for me. Whether it's answering midnight text messages because my son has bodily fluids flying out of every opening in his body, how to deal with bullies and bullies' mamas, IEPs, heartbreaks, first dates, re-entering the dating scene as a single mom, or even handling my 13-year-old's puberty. My girls have been there through it all, and they each have something amazing to share with you that will encourage you and I hope inspire you like they inspire me. So make sure you subscribe and join me next month on the 22nd for the next episode of Mama Stay Well, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. And in the meantime, speak well, be well, live well, because mamas, we gotta stay well.